We are re-entering open session at 7:21.
Closed session is no actions taken. Next item is resolution 02-2020. What is this about?
So this is about the nationwide plan, the retirement plan that we have for non-union employees. The resolution, like I said, the resolution that's attached, someone from Best Fist and Krieger is going to call in. She just asked that I let her know a few minutes before so she knows when to call in, because she's going to explain it. I don't know how to explain it.
This is in regards to retirement fund?
Yes.
Basically, this is for the. This is a summary of how the 401A works.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And this is one of those things we were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
And you'll notice that on page, pretty much everything. Let's see, it says question 24. It talks about employer contributions, which we don't make. That was, like you see in section 11, item B, employer contribution, rollover contributions, and it references all the way over to 24C, which shows 15% of each participant's comp is what the district is doing. And then 36, any eligible employee, even prior to meeting of the commission, to the department. Okay. You were asking about the 401? It's the resolution that, the next resolution.
And I didn't get a chance to read over it because I was working at Food's Fab. Okay. This is going to be for all employees or?
This is for exempt employees.
Okay. Because what are we doing now? Are we on?
We're on open session.
Okay.
We're waiting for someone, aren't we?
Yeah, someone's going to call in from Best Fist and Krieger to better explain it.
Call about this. But if you go to section question 24, item C, it says fixed contributions equal to 15% each participant's compensation for plan year.
And that's what we paid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the plan, how it is right now. I guess every few years we have to restate it, but we have to bring it to you guys in order to do so. And then it's up to you if you want to restate it or, and Isabel will explain it better, I think, but basically you have the option to restate it or freeze it or at the end of the world.
Okay. Yeah. So what do we do for you now? You're doing the same thing that Ellie used to do, where you take some money out of each check.
No, mine is this. It's just I don't take anything out of my check. It's just whatever. This is just the 15%. This was being like commented as well. So there's no matching, or I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, it says no matching, just the 15%.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and bring them on so that we can...
Are we waiting for her to get on?
Yeah, I texted her. She said that when I had spoken to her the other day, she said to let her know about 5 minutes before. I just let her know 4 minutes before, right now, 4 minutes ago, so...
County for what?
Which one are we?
This is the register voter, $1,000.
Yeah, what for is that for?
For election.
For the election, yeah. I was confused when I saw that too, but I guess we do pay whenever there's an election.
But that was for 2021.
Yeah. I don't know why it was so late, but we hadn't paid for it. They just sent us the invoice the other day.
We were still looking for someone. Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be election servicing fund.
Huh? Yeah, I guess everybody has to pay for it. That's why they don't like doing recalls. It's so expensive.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, did we double pay the iBailey?
Yep.
A demonic number?
There's a lot of sixes in that
like
one.
Like a double mnemonic number.
Oh, yeah. I guess I missed one of the bills last month, so...
Every time I see
administrator of this. I get pulled over for waving, and I told them, I said, I wasn't waving. I don't even know how to knit. So.
You don't know what?
Knit.
There we go.
Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Isabel Safi, partner at Best Session Krieger.
You okay? Are you going to explain this to us?
Yes, I can go ahead and get started if that's okay with you all.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the item before you is a restatement of the district's 401 defined contribution plan. It's required under federal regulations. It's referred to as Cycle C, and the purpose of the restatement is to ensure that the plan remains in compliance with the laws and regulations that have come into effect since the plan was restated, I believe, 6 years ago. We have reviewed the adoption agreement, which customizes the terms of the volume plan that your vendor utilizes, and compared it to the proposed restated adoption agreement, and we have confirmed that the substantive provisions of your plan are not changed. The only changes are actually fairly minimal changes, again, to ensure compliance of the plan with applicable federal laws. And more specifically, what the changes do, it expands, I will say the one material or minor change is it expands the number of loans that can be issued to participants from 1 to 2. I confirmed with Evelyn that that was an intended change, one that's expected. The other change is to separate the trust provision into a separate agreement. So now instead of that being a part of your adoption agreement, it is a separate document that has to be signed. And then the other change is to identify a new trustee for the trust agreement that is part of your retirement plan. Now, under the existing terms of the restated adoption agreement that Evelyn forwarded to me, Mr. Links was identified by name as the trustee. I assume that was as a result of his current title as interim general manager, but I recommended to Evelyn that be changed so that the specific reference is to the position held by an individual rather than a specific name. So instead of it specifying Mr. Link, it should state interim, or not interim, but general manager. Evelyn, I'm assuming that that change was made before the document was put before the board for approval?
It hasn't been changed on here. Are you talking about in the resolution or on the...
In the adoption agreement.
I haven't changed it, but the nationwide representative, she said it can be changed really quickly, so I can do it whenever.
Okay.
I can do it tonight.
Yeah, so my recommendation is that you remove Mr. Link's name and instead you indicate that the trustee is the person who holds a particular position. I'm assuming that you want that to be the general manager, but that can also be the finance director, an HR director, or equivalent titles to that. Those are the only changes that the Cycle 3 restatement makes to your plan, so it is my recommendation that the board approve the restatement and that you authorize the general manager to execute the adoption agreement along with the trust agreement, as well as a hardship amendment that is part of the package that your vendor forwarded to you. The resolution that I prepared allows or provides for the board to give authority to the appropriate person to sign the document. It also identifies who the trustee will be of the plan. And it also provides that if there's any future restatement that's necessary that doesn't change the substantive terms of the plan, the general manager is authorized to sign without need of the documents to come before the board again. So it gives that flexibility if you want that flexibility. Aside from the restatement, there's one other recommendation that we wanted to make to the board. I will pause there, though, to see if there's any questions first. Hearing no questions.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Would it be better for the chairman of the board to be the trustee versus the general manager? I'm just curious about who making changes that affect the general manager's position or whatever.
What about the board?
Yeah, so the way the resolution has been drafted, only regulatory, non-substantive changes can be approved without board action, if you so choose to give that authority to the general manager. Anything substantive, so changes to contribution amounts, that cannot be done without board action.
Okay, thank you. That clears a lot.
Of course.
I did have one question on here. So it said about the vesting. So there is no vesting period. They're 100% invested at
inception.
Yeah, upon entering the plan.
There's no vesting period, correct?
That is correct. That's correct. So they're immediately vested in the contributions that are made.
Okay. And then you had one other change?
Yes. So currently the terms of the plan provide for a fixed contribution of 15% of compensation to anyone that holds the general manager position or the position that's currently held by Evelyn. My apologies, Evelyn. I don't recall that off the top of my head. That means that... Okay. That means that whenever someone is hired into that position as an employee, they automatically become entitled to the contribution, regardless of whether or not that's been agreed to by the board of directors. So our recommendation is that you further amend the plan, not for purposes of the restatement, but shortly thereafter, to freeze the plan so that there isn't an automatic 15% contribution. The alternative to that is to eliminate the automatic 15% contribution and instead provide that any contribution will be determined by action of the board of directors. Either way, what we're recommending is that you eliminate that automatic contribution amount so that any new incumbent into those two positions aren't automatically entitled to that 15% contribution.
And that can be added later to the contract, right?
That's correct. So if you amend it to say that the plan is available to an employee as determined by the board of directors by resolution, then you wouldn't have to amend the plan in the future. All you would have to do is approve the contribution terms, either through a resolution or approval of the employment agreement, and that, again, would have to be approved by the board of directors.
Okay. So that would have to... We'd have to have them rewrite that, and then we could approve the resolution at the next meeting.
This particular resolution is amended to allow for the restatement to move forward. The deadline is July 31st, so it's right around the corner. I would recommend that you adopt this resolution. The restatement will go forward, and then as soon as you're able to meet, it could be a special meeting or it could be the next regular meeting, you then need to adopt an amendment to the now restated plan to change the contribution terms.
Okay. All right. That covers my questions. Mm-hmm. You have any more questions, Mrs. Borrow?
I'm good.
Okay. I think we got the idea. Thank you very much for your time.
We appreciate you.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Have a great day.
Bye. You do as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what number is your name under?
It's okay. Towards the back.
It's there's two sections in there.
Oh, okay.
After,
I
know it was in here, but I couldn't find it.
I.
Right here, individual trustee.
Okay, yeah, so when you go to page 18, you go past page 18, then you're going to go over to, because you'll see the section after that starts with alphanumerical instead
and
of.
And
why?
So you're saying you just change it, instead of having a name, have it be a title?
A title.
Yeah. And then the other item that she talked about changing was
the automatic deduction.
Right,
for
which I think was in the previous section. I thought that was in the previous section, but I didn't see the automatic term of it, the word automatic. That was...
I don't know if it really says automatic, but I think it's more that it doesn't say not automatic.
Because if you go to section 24C, it just says 15% per land year. It doesn't, like you said, say automatic or whatever. So. And you will contact her about that rewrite? Okay. And you had a question about that or comment?
No, we should have done this before we talked to him.
Yeah, because now he's seen that 15%.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe we can make it a condition once he passes his probationary period
Can we do that?
You guys are going to have to talk with Joey.
Yeah, we've already kind of told him about it. Yeah, we are.
Can't talk about that.
Okay. And so, outside the... Was there three changes?
Yeah.
The other one was the two loans instead of one loan.
And what is that in regard to...
I don't know.
You can take
she
a
was
loan
just
out
asking
of your
if
money
it was
that you have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly like when or why it was changed, but I do know that it was intentional on the district side. It's not something that Nationwide changed like without asking us about.
That was 20, 30. I saw that.
Five, yeah.
Loans to participants.
What page?
That's on page 17, item 35.
Wait. I thought you were talking about the two loans.
Okay. Oh, you're, well, see, if you look on page 17, under miscellaneous, loans to participants, new loans are permitted. And then you're saying in section A.
A4.
A.
Page. This isn't a page number. It says a participant may only have two loan outstanding at any time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I found where she was talking about. And on the page 3, where it says eligibility requirements, it says that the general manager and administrative assistant are eligible, and then after that in 13 it says no age and service required.
Yeah.
So that's what she had.
I have a question.
What page is that?
Three.
So we've got loans of the three kinds on here.
On AC, the interest rate, so the administrator establishes the rate at the time the loan is made for the interest rate.
Right, that's to the if I was a participant and I wanted a loan out of my 401k, they would set the interest rate. And typically, it's somewhere close to the index plus something. Because I know when I worked...
What I'm saying is everybody's interest rate going to be the same, or is it going to be based upon the amount of the loan?
That's part of how the plan administrator sets it up. That is nothing we don't have any say over that.
Basically, the interest rate is you paying yourself back.
Okay, so where's the last one? We got somebody saying page 30, somebody saying section A, under administrative procedures.
And the
A4 says two loans, right?
Right. So there was the name, the number of loans, and then the eligibility right here on section 3 on the front.
The fourth thing?
Or wait. The automatic eligibility.
That was section...
That was, huh?
24C. That's automatic 15%?
No age or service required. No age or service required to contribute, subject to question 14. First day of month coinciding with or with following the date of which the requirements are met. So that's, I think, what they want to change to automatic.
So that would be date that such requirements are met?
Well, they want to change it to when the board says.
That's not an option on here, though.
It might be under H.
Okay.
Why
do you have a phone
sticker?
Because it doesn't have
it's
a little battery.
It's charging the battery.
You know they have small ones like that, right?
They have lots of things like that, but when you have moved 90% of your internal house stuff to Arizona,
go get all your stuff back.
Yeah.
bring it back over here.
I like that idea.
And then we don't have to worry about you leaving.
Very cool. This all has even got built-in cable.
I have two of them.
I just thought you were going deaf and you needed a louder speaker.
Okay, hold on. hold on. Okay. Section A.
14. So there's four changes.
There's only three.
14. Where is that?
14.
No.
So there was a name change from a name to a position.
That's 24C.
So that's one item.
Then there's the administrative procedures, and that's the name changes under Section I.
All right.
Then there's the automatic from 15% to change it from automatic.
Right.
Then there is Section A for about two loans.
Right.
Do we want to change that? And then there's also the board approval loan one that you were just talking about.
No, that was the automatic, where the board does it instead of automatically, they're enrolled in the 15%.
No, it's the effective date of participation. So do we want to change the 15 or the 15% automatically, or do you want to change
whether
the
it's initiated automatically, or it's
going to be. It won't be automatic. It'll be a board
action
resolution
to give the 15%.
Are we changing the 15%?
No.
So that we can negotiate that? I thought we were.
Then we would have to redo this resolution every time. And then.
I thought that's what we were doing, was we were changing that it was an automatic 15%.
No, it is automatically taken out.
Automatically.
Or automatically given.
So we're not changing the 15%.
No.
That's not something we can negotiate with anybody that comes up for the new general manager position.
I think this is like the union contract that they have, or a 401k. Most of them are 6% with a 3% match.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. This is one is originally set this way. Yes, we could change it, probably. We could drop it to 12 or 6 or 10.
Or raise it or lower right. it. But we would have that option. What are our thoughts on the 15%? Do we like it there, or do we want to have the option to change that? Because this is the time to do it, right?
We can either do it now, or we can do it later. With a board action, we can actually submit a change, but the general manager cannot. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I it's like most companies are 6%.
This gives us the option to say deemed by board approval. Right.
She said this resolution is just to restate it, but then if you wanted to change it in future, like in the near future, you could do that.
But that would have to be by board approval. So yes, no, okay.
No, it's something to be discussed because, i.e., if he puts, a lot of companies are only 3% profit sharing, not 15%.
But they also get matches.
That's the match.
Yeah, and that matches up to 6.
The match is a profit sharing. It's basically what it's a form of profit sharing. I mean,
some companies still do more.
And some companies, like when the economy took a dump, when in 08, our company said no.
That's what I was saying. 25 years ago, I had a job that matched actually 100%. And now, you're lucky to get 5.
I'd like to get one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to do this. I make a motion that we make the following changes to the adoption agreement for DTS Retirement Solutions. non-standardized government pre-approval plan for the 401A for section 14, letter H. I'd like to change that from the first day of the month from option B to option H and have that read board approval. And in appendix under administrative procedures, section I, I would like to remove section I, option A, remove Robert Link and change that to general manager and administrative assistant.
Can you say the section one more time?
Section I, option A.
So by adopting this resolution and going by the attorney's statements, that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't have to write it all down.
No.
Okay, now, which section was it?
IA.
What was the next one?
The first one was 24.
Which one had the two loans?
That is...
You never mentioned
I'm the one that told you. Yeah, no, I'm the one that told you guys about that. Was that I?
It was section I.
Yeah, it was I.
So that was
when
it?
When I had my computer, I could just type it.
Control. Oh, I'm not that old. I still have memory.
Okay, so did
hold
you
on. I don't see. Where is remove Robert Link in this resolution here?
It's not in there yet.
That's what I was saying until you really interrupted me. I was trying to go through it.
In the resolution, it says for, like, the board to authorize the general manager to approve and sign any subsequent restatements or amendments. So it's saying that the general manager...
Do we have to list the amendments that we want to change?
No, didn't she say that all we need to do is to approve for this to be restated and then they'll amend it later on at the next meeting? They'll get it amended and then we just approve it.
By the 31st.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So all we're doing is restating this for now.
But
right.
It's not going to change the eligibility thing. She said that would have to come at another time because that's not in the resolution.
Right.
Okay.
So, but you could change the title and the...
So we're going to make the following changes, right?
So we're going to change the name to the title and then...
So basically we're going to approve resolution 02-2022 and then make amended changes recommended by the attorney.
Somebody else can make it.
I can tell her to look on her face.
No, it's all right. She's covering her bases.
Yeah.
She's doing what she does well.
That's why I let Sarah ask questions first. She usually asks.
Well, why don't you make the right
questions? I second it.
I didn't make a motion.
About halfway through.
You stopped it.
So,
okay.
You
made a motion.
Yeah.
You're going to miss us. Stand.
I make a motion for accept resolution number 02-2022.
The attorney.
We don't have to do that. She's just said.
With the attorney approved changes.
With the approved changes.
Okay.
Attorney approved change.
I second it.
So the motion to approve resolution 02-2022 with the changes recommended by the attorney. Made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincture. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Warble?
Aye.
And Director?
Aye.
Next item on the agenda, public comment.
Anybody?
Future agenda items.
This?
Special meeting.
You guys need to get in.
We're gonna have a personnel committee meeting. I mean, it's in the air right now, but let's just say Thursday at 4 or 5 o'clock once I get a hold of the attorney.
Yeah.
But it'll be a teleconference between Mr. Tincture and I.
Is it going to be here?
Teleconference. You know, we'll just phone in to...
Is that anything that I need to be... Do you want me to be on the call too, or how you want
to... No,
just personnel committee, right?
Yeah, it's a personnel committee, so it's just going to be him and I. We'll just converse on our telephones.
Okay. And we can bring the lawyer in if we need to.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe a special meeting Wednesday or Thursday the following week, the 3rd or the 4th in the evening. Like, what are your guys' days?
I'm available both days. Can we not?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It has to be in the afternoon of the 4th.
So you want to do the 3rd then?
Oh, yeah.
No, because the next day is the first day of school.
Can't do the 3rd in the afternoon. I got something I have to do.
What about the 2nd? I just need the time.
Second
for I need the time for the attorney.
Second time. I'm going to.
How about?
You go with the 2nd.
Yeah, I'm all
about 3:30 on the 2nd.
Anytime, any day.
I can do that. Can you do that at 3:30? Okay. The only question would be whether he could come, because that would be the thing for the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
anytime after 3:30 is good.
Okay. Well, but if we do the special meeting and because we need. God, how do we do that with the contract? Okay, the personnel committee is going to put the contract together. Do you trust us to present it to him based on what we, on the numbers here? Or do you want to, what do you want to, do you want to do more negotiation on those numbers?
Is it possible to have her numbers, a copy of it?
Hmm?
We're still being recorded.
Yeah.
Do we want to set up for like 4 p.m. instead of 3:30? That way we can make sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
And is that meeting with the attorney or is that meeting with the candidate?
On the 2nd at 4 p.m.
That's the board to discuss the money, the contract.
Okay.
So it's, that's just the board.
That's just us. Okay.
Okay. So we'll do it that way. 4 o'clock on the 2nd, we said?
Yeah.
On the next regular agenda, do you want that nationwide thing to be on there, the eligibility?
Yes. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Is it 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, you started? Call Mike. I'll call Diane and tell her to come get me.
I don't have enough meat on my bones to last me.
We're staying over at Rondo Hotel.
Mm. You are?
For free.
Why?
Anyway, come get me. Yeah.
Well, bring dinner.
Hi, my dad.
Oh, bring dinner. Everybody said bring dinner. We're all hungry.
You make a motion, we adjourn.
I second it.
Okay,
hon. All right. Motion to adjourn at 8 o'clock. Moved by Director Wargo and second by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Moore?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
I'm my son. We went for dinner tomorrow night. It's his birthday. It's his 25th birthday. So, of course, you know, I'll make him wherever he wants or take him wherever he wants. McDonald's chicken nuggies and fries.
Oh my God.
It was during that 8 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, July 26, 2022.